glory. How many of you want to be out fishing? Woo! Jesus. Yes, well, Jesus, I want to welcome all of you and thank you for the sacrifice of your time to come and worship our only true King, yes, Jesus Christ. I want to say that again because his name has been despised all across the world, and I want to lift up his name tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Woo. Yes, he's worthy of praise. He's always worthy of praise. And I have found myself being compelled of late to use his name. Jesus. His name is Jesus. There is no other Savior. There is no other name given under earth or in heaven or anywhere in all of creation that will deliver and save us. There is only one name. Remember that name. Jesus. Don't be ashamed of that name. Hallelujah. Put it in your blogs. Put his name in your blogs. Put him in your tweets. Chirp his name. Glory to God. I also would like to welcome especially Apostle Leon Brown from Agape Worship Center right over here. Raise your hand, Leon. Hallelujah. And he even brought a team with him, the VCs. Praise God for the VCs. Hallelujah. I want to welcome Mary and Kim Patterson in the back. God bless you. Always good to have you with us. And of course, some of our elders, Eva and Gilbert Panipchuk here in the front row. And one that I believe is probably senior to everyone in the room, and that's Princess Kay Downs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Young and old, we welcome all of you. It's good to have you worshiping the King with us. There's nothing better I'd rather be doing. Worshiping Jesus. Let's give him our best tonight. Before we get into worship, I would like us to pause for a moment and remember those that have entered into a season of terrible destruction and loss. I'm talking about the nation of Nepal. Now the death toll is over 5,000 now. I don't know if it's reached 6,000. But of course, they won't know the final tally for quite a long time. And there are so many millions that are out of a home, a place to stay, a safe place. And many of the far-flung villages are running out of water and food, and it's a huge catastrophe. And I'd like us to remember them right now in prayer. So would you bow your heads with me, please? Hallelujah. Oh, Father, you are a merciful God. You are a kind God. You are the one that preserves life. It doesn't depend on whether we deserve it. Your kindness and mercy preserves life. Therefore, Father, I pray for the nation of Nepal. I pray for this dear nation to turn their hearts to the only true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, begin to send them dreams about Jesus in their dire extremities, that they would call upon his name and you would save them. Father, send in the food they need. Send in the water, the supplies they need, Father. And thank you for that little baby they pulled out of the rubble alive, that precious two-year-old boy. Father, thank you. You can do miracles. Even now, you can do miracles. And we cry out for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, strengthen the Christians in Nepal. Strengthen them, Father. Strengthen that pastor who was put in prison in Nepal for sharing his faith, and he led all the prisoners to Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for that dear pastor. I pray for those who came to Christ through his ministry. Let them turn to the faithfulness of our God in this hour, that their fellow countrymen would also find Jesus Christ. Sweep over Nepal with the saving grace of Jesus. Oh, we pray for them, Father. We pray for them. Thank you, Father. There's one other nation that is in desperate need of mercy in this hour. Australia has dedicated this month to praying for that nation. That's the United States of America. And I'd like to lift our nation up before the throne of God. We are desperate for a move of God. If God does not show mercy to us, we are lost as a nation. So let's cry out. Let him hear your voice crying out right now for our nation. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be merciful to us. Be merciful to us. Remember, we're but dust, O God. Remember that even in our wickedness, yet we turn to you again and again. Be merciful. Forgive us for our sins, Father. We repent for the slaughter of the unborn. Father, we repent for that. We repent for racism, Father. We repent for that. We repent for violence, oh God. We repent for that. In the name of Jesus, we repent for greed. Lord, forgive us for greed. Forgive us for turning away from your righteous principles. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Be merciful. Be merciful to us, O Lord. Father, pour out your mercy. Send your convicting grace upon our people. Send your convicting grace upon our different nations within our borders. Father, I pray that you'll guard us, watch over us, that we can once again become a nation that will send missionaries all over the world. Father, be merciful and remember the United States of America in this hour. Father, give us godly leadership. Father, give us godly leadership. Remove the wicked from leadership in our nation. Father, bring down the wickedness, but lift up righteousness. Cause a righteous standard to be lifted up once again in the name of Jesus. Not because we deserve it, but because you are a merciful God. You are kind. You are loving. You have great forbearance. Hear our cry, Father, as we join with Australia Christians praying for our dear nation. Bless the United States of America in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus was just taking me back. I think it was 1964 when we had that huge earthquake. Anybody remember that big earthquake? Well, I was here and I went through that earthquake and I recall, and this is what the Lord was showing me tonight. I was at the APU campus and the trees were slapping the ground on either side like this, all the way down, slapping the ground, and the whole earth was shaking and moving, and the Spirit of God says that it wasn't even what would happen if he flexed his little finger. It was great power to us. It was enormous. Those who went through it were shocked at the power that was demonstrated before us, and it's nothing compared to the power of the living God. And then he began to speak and say that we're in a time where a shifting and shaking is upon the land, far greater than that day, a shifting and a shaking that is not just the little finger of the Lord God Almighty of heaven and earth, but there is a power coming to the earth that will displace things, put them out of place. Nepal, yes, is a shaken. It's even changed the height of Mount Everest. It's changed shifted the very base of it. And the Spirit of God says, that's as nothing as what I am pouring out upon the earth, but I am looking for a people whose eyes are fixed on me. I am looking for a people who have no fear in their hearts. I am looking for a people filled with the love of God who will gather, God says, gather in the midst of the shaking. It's begun. It is already in process. It's the enormous power of God released upon the earth. Do not slumber. Do not sleep. Do not be filled with lethargy, but awaken, says the Spirit of God. Open your eyes even now, for the power of God is revealed to you and shall shake forth on the inside of you. Those things that have come against you as obstacles will shake to the ground and you'll walk over them. The Spirit of God says those things that have come against you in your health, the Lord God himself will send his word and heal you. The Spirit of God says hopelessness is nothing to me because Jesus Christ is hope himself. And in the midst of the shaking and in the midst of that which is going on changing before your very eyes, I am in you, says the Spirit of God. I am in you, and you have within you far greater power than any earthquake, any tsunami, any whirlwind, any cyclone, any hurricane. You have the Spirit of God dwelling in your midst, and God says, rise up in faith and begin to declare those healings, begin to declare the obstacles to fall, to begin to declare salvation to come. Whoa, come on. Salvation, come to the land. Salvation, come to the land. Come to the land of Alaska. Come to the land of America. Salvation upon the land all over the earth. Cry out for salvation, says the Spirit of God, for I will give it. Today is the day of salvation.
Hallelujah. Tell me what you heard right now, while it's fresh on your mind. What was God saying to you, Judy? Healing is here. Cry out for your healing. That's not a passive word. Cry out. You have to really want your healing. What else did you hear? There's a great shaking upon the land. Judy. But I am in you. I'm in you. He's talking about the power of the Lord is in you. It's in each one of you. You know, rise up. That's another word he said. Rise up. What else did you hear? Earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. Listen, he said, declare salvation is coming to the land. Cry out, cry out, cry out. He also said that within you, the power is greater than any earthquake, any tsunami, any hurricane. That's what's in you. So what is he saying to us tonight? Whew. Declare. Absolutely. What else? The mountains are being shifted. Yes, actually, Mount Everest, the tallest mountain on earth, is shrinking, coming down. That's the hand of the Lord. Mary, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. What else did you hear? The power is in us. Leon, the power is in you. Billy, the power is in you. Come on. The power is in you. It's in you. It's not a smaller power. It is the power. It's in you. The power of God is in you. Who? Who's all powerful? What's his name? Jesus. 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 He said, go out and declare. The power of Jesus is on the land. The power of Jesus is in your mouth. Don't be ashamed to declare his name upon every situation. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. What else did you hear? Release. Release. Release from what? What do you need release from? Hopelessness. Laziness. Yes. What was that last one? Expectations. That's a good one. Our only hope is in who? Jesus. That earthquake that hit Nepal, that 1964 earthquake, that hit Alaska was just as a flexing of a finger. If that's the flexing of a finger, whew, I want to give you an example of what's in you. It's not just in me. It's not just in our team here. It's in you. That's what he keeps saying to you. If you have Jesus Christ in you, you have this power in you. At one time, was ministering to a young girl who had demons in her, and the power of God shot out of my belly, slammed her in the chest. She flew backwards, and I caught her hand just before she hit her head on the floor. And I said to the Lord, it scared me. I said to the Lord, what was that? And he said, oh, I just made a muscle. Ah! Yes, Jesus' authority. Don't be afraid of evil spirits. Greater is he that is in you. Where is he? In you than he that is in the world. Keep your eyes fixed upon the King. Whoa, we're coming into some powerful days. That earthquake, we keep hearing people talking about earthquake. Part of that is the church recognizing her authority and standing up and beginning to flex the muscle of the Lord that's in you. And every demon will flee. Every demon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. We worship you tonight, Abba Father. We glorify and magnify your holy name. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the name of the Lord. Worthy are you, Lord God. We came to hear from you, Abba Father. We came to look to you, Jesus. For you alone are the author and the finisher of our faith. We came to have an encounter with you, Holy Spirit. For you are our teacher tonight. You are our guide. You are our truth tonight. Guide us and lead us into the way of all truth. Holy, 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 holy are you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. As we minister the word tonight, as the Spirit of the Lord moves upon you, as the anointing hits you, we don't take up offerings for those who come to our meetings. We don't take up offerings. We allow the Spirit of the Lord to move upon your heart. Because you are his sheep, we all hear the voice of the Lord. We all know the moving of the Holy Spirit. You don't need a man or a woman to tell you. Hearken unto the voice of the Lord tonight. Be sensitive to his Spirit. As you feel the Spirit of the Lord move upon you, give into the offering. We have some things that are going to be laying out each time we meet. God is doing something new in our land. God is doing something new in his church. God is building up his kingdom. It doesn't just consist of me or my husband or Mary or Leon Brown or Judith Green. It doesn't just consist of us. It doesn't just consist of the church, the local church we go to. It's consisting
of the Kingdom Church arising in Anchorage, Alaska, and us stepping out of our molds and going where the Spirit of the Lord says for us to go. I want to welcome each and every one of you here. Most of all, we want to thank Holy Spirit for being here tonight. We want to keep our focus on Him. All week long has been pretty amazing. Well, it's more than just the week, but I love what God is doing. I love how He's taking us out of our comfort zones. How He has us to go and minister at different places. One of my friends, as he came in, said he wanted to go to an African-American church sometime. That's where I've been all week, downtown at the Sheraton. Bishop Davis. Everybody worships differently. Get flexible. Everybody doesn't worship the way we're used to. Get flexible. Otherwise, we can get stuck in a rut. Stuck. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's been amazing, I tell you. The word of the Lord that came through tonight. God gave me an earthquake word too. You know, there's one Holy Ghost. Praise God. All the way from Point Hope, Alaska. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus. In April, as I was waiting on the Lord, this is one of the things. I wanted it to be a shout, hooray, hooray message tonight. But I gotta follow the Holy Ghost. I gotta obey Him. As I was praying, He said, I have opened up my heavens over Alaska and am blowing away the dark clouds of grief, sorrow, and sighing that has brought heaviness and cause my people to lose heart. I'm releasing a soft wind of my spirit that will cause my clouds to drop down healing rains upon this land. For no longer will you be in drought of spirit and weary of heart, but you shall be my witnesses of truth and mercy. You shall be full of grace, full of joy, full of my presence. For I have brought you through your 10-year season of tests and trials. From a place of prostration unto a place of being positioned for a promotion for my kingdom purposes. For you are in your coronation season, Alaska. That was in April. And many of you know that at the last meeting last month, those of you that were here, God gave me a word about repentance. About repentance that will bring restoration in relationships. And you know, first he deals with the vessel that's
that's going to give the message. People, we're coming into maturity. We're coming into maturity. And you know, God began to show me areas in my heart as I was praying and praying and praying and seeking Him and seeking Him, crying aloud. He gave me that message, and then He began to show me areas in my heart where I had gods in my heart that I held up, and I didn't even know they were there. He's shown me the God of my culture that I held up higher. The God of my culture, the God of my appetites, of my flesh. And the next thing He showed me was that I didn't love Anchorage. I didn't love the people of Anchorage, Pastor Brown. I love the state, and it was easy for me to go to the villages. It was easy. He said, it's a small thing for you to go to the villages. And you're ministering in Anchorage, but you don't even love the city. God had to show me that. God had to. So many of you know that I repented publicly here. And it's amazing what happens. You know, we have a responsibility. When God shows us something, we have a responsibility. We can't take it lightly. Especially those of us who are ministering the word and who want to minister the word. We have a responsibility. And so I repented. And you know, you don't plan everything you're going to say. You know, just make room for the Holy Spirit. And so shortly thereafter, God met with me. And I wasn't, it's just amazing how He does it. So I'm going for walks and stuff and praying, and I don't know, something new has happened in me anyway. God's lighting a new fire in me. He's lighting a new fire in me that I can't stop praying in the Holy Ghost. I have longed for it. Because when you first get saved and you get saved radically, and then you go through a 10-year drought, you get, I'm not saying God didn't meet with me during those times, but how many knows what I'm talking about? When you get so dry and thirsty and you're happy with the drop and so happy to fly out of Anchorage to go minister somewhere else because you know God's going to meet with you there, how many knows what I'm talking about? But you know what God said to me? That's about to change. It is changing now. It's changing now in Anchorage. We don't have to fly out anymore to go get something. Although we will, it doesn't mean we won't. But I know me. You know, I just kind of tell it like it is. I just got to be real. I loved listening to Pastor Leonard last night. Whew. Oh my goodness sakes, that was a word. Just being yourself. So as I flew back into Anchorage from Mount Zion, my jokes, felt like it. You know, I'm just crying out, God, what about our city, Lord? What about our city, God? You know, I want this in our city. We've got to have you move in our city, Lord. He said, you know what? It's you guys' fault. It's our fault. We got to come together and want him to move here. We've got to. Not saying that we're not, but we got to want it more than anything else. Because you know what? I love Anchorage now, man. I love Anchorage. I love God's people in Anchorage. Not that I didn't love people before, but I had a lack. Anybody had a lack of love before besides me? Thank you. So, a couple weeks ago, as I was seeking the Lord, he spoke to me. He says, I am coming to Anchorage. I'm coming to Anchorage with a visitation of my spirit. And he said, because you openly repented, and I'm not going to share everything he said to me, I'm opening up my doors of favor to you in Anchorage. And you know, I have had unusual opportunities lately. Unusual. Unusual invitations. Unusual things. And it's for all of us. And I won't go into all of what's been happening. But he says, and to my kingdom church, are we his kingdom church? Who wants to be stuck in church jailhouse? Only church. You only go to your own church, no farther than that. I know all of you aren't like that because you're here. You're here. Hallelujah. And to my kingdom church, even to those who will lay aside their own agenda and take up my cross daily, for in the days ahead, you will need one another. And then I saw a vision of him placing a crown upon Alaska. And I saw the kingdom church arising, ascending with new joy and oil, with strength, with healing and deliverance, with an excellence of robe of righteousness, with authority, and we came up as one. We came up as one new man. Amen. I saw it. I saw God's crown coming upon Alaska, the Kingdom Church. And I saw it dripping with oil. I saw the jewels. And I saw joy. I saw a robe coming upon us like a new mantle. And it was like the beard of Aaron. We were coming up as one new man. And oil was dripping off this vision that I saw. And it was like it was coming up out of the ground, the church. It was, I don't know how to explain it. But that's the best that I can do with what I saw. We are ascending. We are arising. And did you hear the name of Jose's new daughter? That's a prophetic picture of what God is saying. Had a hard time breathing at first, but what did God say? I'm coming to breathe on my church again with a new breath, with a fresh wind. How many of us need that? Amen. How many of us? It's all about believing and receiving, people.
receive from the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Amen. And then I heard a sound come out. I heard a sound come forth, and it was a sound of victory. And I saw captives being set free. Captives in the church and in the world. When we're set free, we can set other people free. When we're not free, I mean, you do the math. Thank you, Lord, for setting your church free. Thank you, Lord God, for setting us free, God. For he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so it reminds me, during Passover, right before Passover, I woke up 5 a.m. We had plans on going while we were praying about going to Texas. And the Lord said, during Passover, go up to Nome. Draw the bloodline in Nome. And so a team of us went up there, Mary and Nancy and I. And we had a group of 12 women in Nome. And we had called and made arrangements for everyone from Barrow on down to the Aleutian chain to be praying over Alaska, over our coastline. We had the armed forces in the spirit lined up. Amen. Amen. We had three prophecies, many of you know, by three different prophets. Same word. Go pray over the Bering Sea because of the threat of Russia. Go pray. And you know, we want to obey God. And it was time. When it's God's time, it comes together like that. Click, 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 click. Everything gets clicked into place. So we went up there. We met with the women. Met at the restaurant. And what did God start with? Repentance. The women there, we had communion. We brought our communion elements. We had powerful intercessors up there. They know what in the world they're doing. They know what they're doing up there. Amen. Talk about being alone in the wilderness. Talk about pressing in when nobody's there, having church at home. And look at us in Anchorage. How much, what a blessed people we are. And it's hard for us. Sorry, guys, this is not a rah-rah message word. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Father. So we met them, the 12 apostles, those women. Call them. Then the head intercessor was our main contact. She started repenting. She started weeping. She said, I gotta forgive somebody. I gotta forgive. And it was one right at the table. God did it. They made right with each other. And then the word started coming. Prophecy started pumping like, going like crazy. It was sweet. We met at a restaurant. The waitresses, the owners, Koreans, they take your time. Man, we were there how many hours? 4 hours. They kept coming, kept serving us, being very patient with us. Kingdom Alliance Network, you all bless their lunch. You all did. That's why we bless the worship team. We bless our sound man. Amen, Brother Michael, you're awesome. thank you for blessing those women up there. We brought gifts up. They were so happy. They were so thankful. They squeezed every ounce of anointing we had in us until we went to the airport. They were still trying to talk to us at the airport. But what happened is they took ownership of Nome. They took ownership of the Bering Sea. They took ownership of the Northwest Coast. One of the ones that was praying was Eva and Popsy. Eva's here tonight from Point Hope. We had people lined up all around the coast. So after we took communion, prophesied, gave the word, we said, okay. Our head intercessor, Nancy, brought a flag up, a fire flag. We went out to the Bering Sea, and four of the elder women, they took that flag and they started running on the Bering Sea ice, running with the flag towards the mouth of the river. It was a sight to see. We were really cold and used to Anchorage weather. They took it. They took that flag and they started going around, four of them, hey, taking ownership, taking their land. Amen. It's time for us to take Anchorage. We don't have to go out in the cold. Look, it's warm out. Thank you, Lord. And they begin to praise and worship and declare and sing praises out there in the cold. It was blowing snow. I had my village parka, but the wind was going right through it. But I stayed out there with them as long as I could. But we wanted them to do that. Just like when we went to Mongolia. They took ownership. Man, those Mongols can praise. Man, they could praise like a praise we don't know about in America. Like a praise I've never, ever experienced before. That trip to Mongolia changed my life. I'm wrecked and ruined. I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks about me anymore. I'm not here to play church. Amen. So those women, they took authority. They took authority. Something shifted. I believe it shifted Alaska. 12 unknown women. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Then we go back to Dorcas's house. Time for a snack. The 12 apostles sitting around the chair, sitting around the table. One of them read a scripture, and bam, Holy Ghost came. I said, the spirit of deliverance is here. Immediate. Didn't even touch her. We got the trash cans. We got the trash cans as fast as we could. We're sitting around the dinner table. One start throwing up. Spirit of witchcraft, shamanism, you come out right now. It came out. Then 1 second later, the other one started. One was on my side. The other one was on Mary's side. The other two of them at the same time going and going and getting delivered like crazy. Just had to quit eating. Just getting delivered two at a time. And then after we were done with the deliverance, we asked the ones with the gift of healing to come. Dorothy with Bacolia prayed for one. Nancy prayed for the other one for healing. Teamwork, people. Teamwork. Thank you, Lord. The kingdom church is arising. Amen. It's not in our four walls. Thank you, Lord. We better go to the scripture, Acts 16. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word tonight, Judith. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The spirit of deliverance is in the house. Healing is in the house. Miracles in the house. Now it happened. As we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Is she telling the truth? Telling the truth. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed. You ever get annoyed when you get around that spirit? It just scratches your spirit. He turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city." This city is being troubled, God showed me. The city is being troubled. Who? And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. It tries to strip the leadership, mock them, tear them down, tries to strip them of their reputation, of their anointing, of their authority. There's a spirit troubling our city. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. Don't move. Don't say a word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But at midnight, did this stop Paul and Silas? Thank you, Jesus. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Then what happened? Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. God's not the only one who bring earthquakes. We can bring earthquakes with our praise, with our prayer. Hallelujah. That was pretty amazing when I saw that. I had to read that over again. There's great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Immediately, when we rise up in prayer, when we rise up in praise, it's going to bring an earthquake in the spirit. It's going to bring an earthquake in the spiritual realm. It may bring an earthquake, a natural earthquake too. But there's a reason. There's a reason. God's purposes. He wants to set the captives free. He wants to set the church free to be everything that we were created to be. We're not to be a pretty little church. We're not to be so secure, so locked up in ourselves. Amen. He wants to be effective in us. Amen. But there's a spirit of divination. I had no clue I was going to go here today. No clue. In fact, I kind of didn't want to go here, Mary. I didn't want to go here. About 2.5, 3 years ago, I haven't told people this. I try to be very careful with what I share, Dr. Patterson. I had a private meeting I was invited to. This word brought it up. It's the word's fault. God said to share it because it goes together. I had a private meeting I was invited to. Some certain people were trying to sway me. And I've been pondering this for a while now. I left it alone. And they were going on. And first they were building me up just right. You're all that, and then some. Man, they made me sound like I was something. As they kept going, the truth came out. Whenever people try to build themselves up so much and you up so much to where it's too creamy, believe it. When I was younger, I took that trap before. I took that trap. After you've been in a trap or two, you learn a few things. And then when they started tearing down the apostles and the leaders in this city, and they started naming names, and they're not doing nothing. And they were going on and on. And I stood up and I said, excuse me. You have become very dishonoring. Even though a part of me was coming into agreement, I had to make myself get up because words can be very buttery. they can be very smooth. So I said, excuse me, ladies, you have become very dishonoring to the leadership of this city. I can no longer be part of this. And I got up and I walked away. Whenever someone has to tear people down to lift themselves up and lift you up, it's not God. So I've held on to this. And you just watch and wait and see. And I didn't have any intention of bringing this out. It wasn't my idea. But the Lord showed me this troubling spirit. This troubling spirit has brought division in our land. God takes care of things. God takes care of things. He does. I just want to be on God's side. I just want to be right with Him. I want to build up the kingdom of God, don't you? We don't have to do it to tear people down. Thank you, Lord. And this spirit of divination was mocking the apostles. It first goes right to the head, for the head. It has a mocking spirit, telling the truth. These men are here, the Most High God servants. It was mocking leaders. It mocks the apostles in the land. And the spirit brings division. It brings false accusations. And the spirit girl, she was being used. Her gifts. She's a gifted lady. She was gifted. She could do fortune telling. She could prophesy. She could. I'm sure she was very anointed to do what she was doing. Don't be swayed just by gifts alone. Just because people can prophesy and flow in the gifts because they're coming, they're here. It doesn't make a person a prophet. It doesn't make person have all that. We need discerning of spirits, people. We need discerning of spirits to know what spirit people are of. Amen. I know this might be hard. Thank you, brother-in-law Jack. So, of course, they were using her for profit's gain, for selfish gain. Even, God tests me in all of that. When I started traveling, man, I needed some bucks. I'm like, you use your own bucks to go, and when you don't get blessed, you get mad sometimes. Being real, people, being real. When you step off a good paying job to do God's work, you get tested in stuff in you didn't even know was in there. And God tests. He tests the heart of man. He says, well, I'm testing your heart to see if you're going to do it for money or for fame or for selfish gain, or are you going to do it just to obey me? You know, and it's easy when you're not going, when you're not being tested in it, it's easy for you to say, I used to think that too. Well, of course you go and do it for. Well, you try it. You step off your job. So you get tested in that. And you just, then your God starts just piercing your ear. You become a love slave to him where that doesn't matter. You crucify that flesh. You don't do it for any selfish gain or to look good, sound good. You know, sometimes I learned a lesson even with gifts. I'll tell you a story. You could press into the gift so much to where it can become divination. There was a time when we were looking for our son George. Just graduated high school, thought he could stay out all night. And I said, let's get in the car. Drove to Mountain View. And my husband was trying to say, no, no, darling, no. Oh, yes, we're going to go. We're going to go look for him. So we drove to Mountain View, look around. I know his girlfriend's here somewhere. I don't know where she lives. And then I stopped. I said, Holy Ghost, you show me where he's at. I learned a lesson. Holy Ghost showed me exactly where he was at. He said, he's not on this side of town. He is on Lake Otis, East 80th, at this house. Huh? So we drove. We drove all the way over there. God led me straight to the door. He led me straight to the door. I pounded on that door. Three pit bulls came charging for me. Huh? And I almost got ran over that night. I almost got killed. I learned a lesson. You just because you have a gift, you can use your gift for the wrong thing. The Lord showed me that. I want to share this because gifts ain't everything. America is so starry-eyed with gifts. I remember a very special lady that would say, everything that glitters ain't gold. Sister Hendrika Brown. I used to always ponder that. What she mean by that? What she mean by that? Now I know. So sometimes the Lord can show us things, but we got to put our flesh under subjection to the Holy Spirit. And we even got to put our gift under subjection to the Holy Spirit and not use it in the wrong way. Otherwise, it can become like spirit of divination in the church, working, operating. Oh, hey, Jesus, if it's used other than for glorifying God, it's a different spirit. Amen. So gifts are great, but they have to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. And so I was pretty surprised when the Lord gave me that dream, even about the people there that had invited me to the meeting. He gave me a dream. One repented, the others had bags and bags of money. And I pondered that for a while. When I started reading on this, the Lord showed me that's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing. I'm like, oh, that's sad. It's sad. I don't want anything bad to happen. No. But you know what? The reason why I believe God is showing this is because there's coming a head. It's coming to a head in Anchorage. It's coming to a head. Sometimes for the spirit of unity to come, he shows us some hard things. What the root issue is. There's been a spirit of divination at work. Not just in the world, people. In the church. And I don't want us to get suspicious. You know, we don't want to go there. Been there, done that. But the root of that spirit of division, divination, brings division. And it attacks the leaders. And it strips them and it mocks them. Because they want to be the next. God does have a next generation. He has our generation rising up. He has us rising up. But he wants us to do it in honor. In honoring the leadership that's on the earth now. With each other. Amen. Honoring our apostles now. In this city. Really honor. Ask. God will show us. How he has me honor. It might be different for you. But you do it the way God has called you to do it. Honoring the leaders. Amen. Honoring the pastors. Preferring one another. Amen. God is having us to come up together in harmony and unity. And I love some of the different things that he's causing different groups to come together and pray for this city. I love it. I love it, Judith. I love it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. One of the things someone said, oh, there are so many murders in Anchorage. I got a phone call. Somebody was just, whew. Man, since we started Kingdom Alliance Network, I have gotten so much. See the stripes? Man, I got a phone call and a half. Holy Toledo's. But the husband, he repented. He said, no, 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 that Eleanor, she's, you know, you've never disrespected me. In fact, you've always honored me. I said, I do privately and publicly. And they repented. They repented. He told his wife to repent to me. She did with her lips. But where was I going with that? Thank you, Lord. But the thing is, when we set out, we still honor them. When we see them, oh, the point is, they said, what's going on with all the murders in Anchorage? Aren't you guys praying down there? No, we're not. Aren't you guys, really? Huh? Aren't you guys praying down there in Anchorage? Aren't you guys doing anything? Because we're thinking about coming down this weekend and go go pray down there, since it doesn't seem like you guys are doing anything down there. We're going to come down and take care of this and drive the stakes in the land and going on and on and on. And I said, well, we're praying, but have at it if you want to. Just obey God, whatever he's telling you to do. But yes, we are praying in Anchorage. We love our city. Amen. And we are in harmony and unity in our city, in Jesus' name. We're working on it. But the Lord is bringing a unity in his spirit. And we want to come out of any agreements we have made with the spirit of divination. Amen. I want to come out of any agreements I've made with any spirits of divination. So I want to lead us in a prayer for those who are willing. So Heavenly Father, we want to repent for any way we may have given that spirit of divination place. We renounce it from our lives, from our homes, from our ministries, from our city and our state. We receive the spirit of truth and a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit and fire. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I can't add any more than that to what the Lord has given me for tonight. But those of you, I just really felt, those of you that would like healing, I feel like that there is healing in the house tonight. Amen. We just want to invite the worship team to come up. We want to pray for you. We want to pray for anybody that wants healing or to get set free in any way. We want to release the gift of miracles to flow in your lives. Amen. Honey.
You know, one of the things that I was hearing, I was actually, when we were in praise and worship, I just began to see this vision. And all I saw was this little movement right on the ground. And it's like there was a green leaf that came up. And then that green leaf came out of the ground and it started flowing away over the ground. And then it's like it turned into a vine and it just started wrapping around this one person. And then it went over to another person and started wrapping around that person. Then it went over to another person and it just started wrapping around another person. And it just started going along the ground and going throughout Anchorage. And one by one, it's like I saw it begin to start lifting people up off the ground. And then it's like I saw it going into the buildings of the churches and begin to lift up other people. And then it's like the buildings began to lift up. Begin to lift up off the ground. And then I noticed that the vine was wrapping around some people, kind of holding them kind of tight and squeezing them. And what I heard in that is that those were the ones that it started with repentance, but there's ones that he really wanted to truly repent. And as they repented, they began to lift off the ground and go into that place of the Lord. One of the things that I heard tonight when Eleanor was speaking is that when you're obedient to the Lord, it releases the power of God. I mean, they went up there. They heard the Lord and said, we need to go and pray at Nome. They went and prayed at Nome and miracles started happening. Because deliverance is the miracle power of God. You know, the other thing, when they got back, I heard on the news. I heard on the news about 3, 4, 5 days later. And the news said that the United States was planning on shutting down Eielson Air Force Base. But because of the threat of Russia, they have decided to reconsider that and not shut it down. I'm sure that we can Google that and see that it was after they went up and prayed. It's the power of God that can cause a nation to turn and decide to do something different. And you know what? That's what happened. You know, each one of us are connected to the vine. Each one of us, we attend different churches. And God is wanting that heart of repentance to be in us. And as we go to the people that we fellowship with on Sunday, it's not that we have to preach to them or anything. We can just be around them. Because it's that Spirit of the Lord that wants to make a change within our city and in our state. It's His Holy Spirit that He wants to pour out upon all of us. And it comes from our obedience. It comes from us saying, yes, I'm willing to do what you want me to do. And sometimes it's just repenting and saying, Lord, I'm sorry. We did that tonight. Sometimes He'll show us specific things that He wants us to consider in our life and repent of those things. We have two more services tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we've invited a special guest to come and minister to us. His name is Abraham George. Abraham George is from Manicotic, Alaska. And he was out collecting wood one day, and he had this big old tree roll on his body and crush his body. And he was a very hardcore alcoholic and drugs and all kinds of stuff. And he died on the plane flying to Anchorage. And I forget how many minutes it was, but it was about close to 20 minutes he was dead. And God took him to heaven and to hell. And I'll let him tell you about that, but it's a powerful testimony. And I heard him when he first started preaching and speaking about that testimony. And God has developed him and has begun to show him prophetic things in the Lord. And so I just want to invite you, come tomorrow morning at 11. And then tomorrow evening, we're going to be hearing from Mary. And we're looking forward to hearing what God has spoken to her in these meetings. So that'll be tomorrow at 6. So I just invite you all, come and be with us. This evening, if you'd like to have more prayer, you could just come up and get some more prayer. We'll be here for a while. So, Father, we just bless you, Lord. God, we exalt you tonight. You have been wonderful, God, and we just thank you, God, Lord, for your vine, God, that you want to connect us with, God. Lord God, connecting us with each other, for there truly is power in unity. God, I thank you, God, for unifying us and unifying our city. God, for your Holy Spirit and your power going out over us, over our homes, over our household, over our children. Father, I just thank you, God, for the power and your love being spread. God, I just bless this people in the name of Jesus. Amen.